Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Kevin Holden from CBS 58. Kevin, so last night, a late one, of course, but I still have a lot of confidence in this team. I really believe they're going to get a win today and come back here and win it in front of the hometown fans.
Yeah, you got a lot of reasons to really be happy about where this team is, despite that marathon loss last night. One of the things that's going to work really well for the Brewers is the Dodgers used last night every single pitcher on their roster who was not a starter in a previous game. So they emptied the bullpen. Last night, Craig Counsell still had Jeremy Jeffress, he had Xavier Cedeno, and he had, there's one more, Brandon Woodruff. So he had three left. So he's going to have fresher arms today. And Clayton Kershaw doesn't scare me the way he used to. The way the Brewers hit him at the beginning of this series makes me think that they could do something similar here. Normally in this situation, you face Kershaw 2-2, scares me to death. I don't know if I'm as scared this time. I think the Brewers actually have a pretty good shot to win this game and come back with the lead.
They actually got to Kershaw earlier this year as well. So I'm with you. I'm not overly concerned that Kershaw is going to be this dominating guy that we've kind of become accustomed to knowing. Plus his numbers, if you've looked, September his ERA went up, his home runs given up went up. So I'm not overwhelmed by Kershaw at all. There's a lot of talk about obviously Pena leading off and getting the double and not moving him over, and there's a ton of talk about Manny Machado. So let's start with Machado first. I know the temptation for Brewers fans is to scream, you got to put one in his ear hole. But I don't want that to become the focus or the concentration. To me, it's go out and win the damn game.
Yeah, you got that right. And it's a tough thing to do, given that you have these emotions attached to the play last night. Christian Yelich afterwards, speaking, when he was talking to the media, he was speaking in a language that we don't normally hear from him. Those were really direct words when he says, it's a dirty play from a dirty player. There's no place for it in the game. I don't know what his problem is. I mean, those are things that you do not hear in a baseball locker room usually from anyone, let alone your star player. So clearly the emotions are running high with that team, but you're absolutely right that the last thing you want to do is, you put him on base if you plunk him, and that's where the big problem comes in. If he gets on in a key situation in a game, and there will be a lot of key situations in this game today, you don't want him to be able to score a run like he did with the winning run last night. So this is, swallow that emotion a little bit, play hard, and obviously keep an eye on Machado because he's been good for a dirty play pretty much in every game in this series. So got to watch for him. But I think the focus here has just got to be on winning this game, just like you said. Don't worry about the emotions of the things that happened before. Don't get sidetracked by this. Go win that series. That's still the number one goal.
Hey, let me ask you this. Zach Davies gets the nod. They had to put Gio Gonzalez on the DL with the high ankle sprain. Tell me what you think of Zach Davies joining the rotation.
What it does is give Craig Counsell another option in terms of length. I don't know if Davies is a guy that I would count on to just run in and start one of these games remaining in this series. It's a possibility, I guess, if you go to seven and it's an all hands on deck that he might be your what they call their initial out getter. I like the fact that Davies is getting a chance because there were so many arms on this team that I didn't think he was going to get this chance in this NLCS. He can throw you a couple of quality innings, and that after you have thrown so much of guys like Woodruff early in the series, guys like Freddie Peralta last night or yesterday. Then a guy like Zach Davies can give you those quality innings in the middle of a game, two or three good innings one time through the lineup. So it's a nice replacement in my mind. And no matter where they use him,
Kevin,
you hear me?
Oh, we lost you for a while there. All I heard was that in my mind, and after that, we didn't catch the rest of what you said.
Yeah, it's good. That's because most, when I usually, when I say in my mind, most people just turn me off at that point. I know how that goes. No, in my mind, he's going to be a multi-inning guy. I think Craig Counsell can use him in multi-inning situations, whether it's today or later in the series. He's going to be a good addition.
What's the thought right now with Kane, Yelich, Aguilar, with those guys struggling so bad at the plate?
You have to get the top of that order going. Kane and Yelich have to be the beginning of what of this team's resurgence on offense. If you don't have that, you are definitely in trouble in this series. I still bet on Kane and Yelich to do that, but Yelich has, you know, found a little bit of a funk, and Kane is in a legitimate funk right now. That is something that has to change right away. And it's not easy against Clayton Kershaw, but you notice how Christian Yelich specifically battled Kershaw in that first game of the series, all those foul balls that he was hitting against Kershaw. So sometimes facing a guy who is at the, you know, who's the ace of the other team can get your guys to be better. And I think that might be the thing that snaps them out of it, the adrenaline of facing a guy like Kershaw. If they get to him today and Kane and Yelich get their bats going, then look out, the train's back on the track.
Now give me your thoughts last night. You get Pena gets the leadoff double. They don't move the runner over. It's been something that we have seen, and it's driven us nuts all season long. I get it. We had Chuck on a little earlier, Chuck Freeman, and he said, hey, you know, there's no guarantee Pena's even going to get there because he's not the fastest guy on the team. But when you're struggling and your top of your order is not manufacturing runs and your bottom of your order is what you're relying upon, and you've got guys up there can maybe drop down a bunt or even turn it into a single, I'm sorry. I think when you can't just hit guys in, you got to manufacture a run, and you've got to do those fundamentals pretty well.
You know, and a good example of what you're talking about, something to look at as a really good example, is Cody Bellinger, the Dodgers outfielder, who in the eighth inning of the game last night, he's a power hitter. He's a guy that hits home runs. He hits fly balls, long, prodigious, you know, home run type of hitter. And he hit a ball to the opposite field to get a runner from first to third. And that was the Dodgers' best chance for a while to score in the series, in that game last night. Ryan Braun has done this, too, with Christian Yelich on base. A lot of first to thirds going to the opposite field. You know, the term manufacturing a run can come a lot of different ways. You don't necessarily have to bunt. Sometimes that's good. But, you know, there are other things that you could do other than thinking just in terms of fly balls and home runs. And I think now, in this particular matchup, you'll see more of it. The Brewers, if they can scratch early and get a run or two early in this game, if they can manufacture early, their bullpen's ready to go for a while.
The last time during the regular season they got to Kershaw, they got to him. The problem was they gave up 21 runs out at Chavez Ravine along the way. So you hope history doesn't repeat itself, but it's not like they haven't been able to hit Kershaw. They've gotten to him before in the past, so I'm not overly concerned about him starting this game.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a different guy, right? It's that 5% rule. You lose a couple of miles an hour, 5% off of your fastball, and instead of it being 95, 96 and up in the zone, it's 90 or 91 and up in the zone. And the batter can just get enough of a piece of it to foul it off, to make you throw another pitch, to make you throw that curve. Kershaw's still an ace, but he's just a little shy of what he was a couple of years ago. And why he doesn't scare you is because he can't necessarily strike you out with three different pitches anymore. You can battle him differently. That's the big difference. And in this early in this series, the Brewers did it really well. They follow that game plan again, they can get a similar result.
Hey, real quick before I let you go, give me the mood last night and give me what you expect today.
Other than the Machado thing, I thought the Brewers were not very angry last night, and that's a tough thing when you're exhausted. The fact that they are able to flush this and get it behind them on short rest might actually be a good thing. You don't have to think about the toughness of the loss when you have just a few hours, and I think maybe they can flush it away. It might be better that it's a day game today.
Good stuff, man. We will talk again when you get back into town, okay?
I appreciate it. I'll be well and tan when I get there.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. That's our friend Kevin Holden from CBS 58. He also does ESPN Deportes and calls some of the Brewers games throughout the season. So he is on the scene out there in L.A.
Telemundo.
I forgot about that. Telemundo. So anyway, long story short is he's on the scene out there in L.A. joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.